Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Good Stuff on some of those great radio stations out there, like Lemon, South Dakota's KBJM 1400 AM. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on this edition of The Good Stuff. I have some of those headlines out of newspapers and such, Kim. You shared some of those the other day. I found some more.
Oh, you did? Okay. Well, I got a poem coming up. So. Okay.
Want to remind you about the annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo, which comes up January 26th through February 3rd. It's all in Rapid City, South Dakota, the largest trade show in the region, featuring over 300 vendors. Don't miss the Boots and Beer Festival February 3rd. Backing it up just a couple of days, the Bronx for Breakfast, that's on the 31st, and special musical events going on through the week as well. Too many events to mention here, so we encourage you to check it out online at blackhillsstockshow.com.
And are you looking for some company for your morning cup of coffee? How about Tri-State Livestock News? It is packed with insight on cattle, grain, sheep, and all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN.com.
Well, Kim, why don't you start things off today? You said you had a poem.
I do. It's called Looking Back. I thought this was interesting. Talking about a real cowboy. All my life, I've been eating trail dust, punching cows, and sleeping in a bedroll. I washed my socks in a river a million times and stunk so bad I smelled like an old beaver hide. My feet's been froze and my head's been baked. I've grown enough hide over rope burns to cover 10 saddles. There's been times in my life I'd have given every dime I had for a dry boot. I guess I've rode 300-400 horses into the ground, some good, some not so good. I've known an equal number of men, some good, but I thank whatever God watches over me that I've known at least one good woman. I'm probably lost more spurs, wore out more ropes, drunk more bad coffee, and more good whiskey than most men. I've eat them damn beans and chewed that tough meat till nobody'd have it. I've been hungry and tired, cold and broke, and there's been times I was 10 miles from camp, dying for a smoke and not a match in my pocket. But I've been happy, Lord. That sun coming up over the edge of the canyon, the chill coming off the sage, that first cup of coffee before you saddle up. You couldn't buy that from me with fancy cars or easy chairs or PhDs. This earth gives me a fair shake so far, and I don't see many young fellers following my footsteps. But, by God, if some green buckaroo wants to make a hand someday, I say more power to him. I left him an easy trail to follow. It's called Looking Back. I know what it's called, but I don't know who wrote it.
Oh, okay. Well, these are some headlines that we get out of newspapers every once in a while. And this one is called, the headline says, quote, "We hate math," end quote, says 4 in 10, a majority of Americans.
Oh, no.
Now, that was an AP poll, an America Online News poll, as students were headed back to school. "We hate math," say 4 in 10, a majority of Americans.
Okay.
And here's one on teenagers. Statistics show that teen pregnancy drops off significantly after age 25.
Okay.
Here's one from a World Staff writer. It's called Federal Agents Raid Gun Shop, Find Weapons.
Oh, no. Really? Go figure.
Yeah. Figure that out.
And it made a headline.
From off the back page, here's one that says state population to double by the year 2040. Babies to blame.
Oh, sure. Put all the blame on those poor little babies.
And one more of those from the Northwest. Scientists to kill ducks to see why they're dying. So just a few headlines out there that...
Oh, I got a couple more to add.
Oh, okay.
Then. Okay. So police begin campaign to run down jaywalkers.
Don't run them over.
And panda mating fails. Veterinarian takes over.
Uh-oh.
That's a hot topic in the news.
You know, the other day we started some of these New Year's resolutions for horses, and I've got a couple of those to end the program here today, I think. I will not chase the ponies into the electric fence to see if it's on.
Again, this is your horse's New Year's promises. I will promise never to dump the wheelbarrow of manure over while a human is mucking my stall.
And I will not grab my lead rope in my mouth and attempt to lead myself. So, if you've been around horses, you relate to some of those there, and that's what we're trying to do, is give you something to think about today. And if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, all you have to do is send it to Kim H. Burge, B-U-R-G-E, at gmail.com. And we might have it one day here on a future program of The Good Stuff.